بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A mu'min has to have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us into this dunya in which we are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has taken care of us. Allah has provided for us countless of bounties. Allah ta'ala continues to favor us. Allah continues to provide for us. A mu'min therefore has to always have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a mu'min does not have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is being totally ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person does not have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be able to engender that type of love he ought to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the love is not found, then a person drifts away from Allah and he will get involved in sins. He will get involved in evil, slowly and gradually distancing him away and away, far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we are making the dhikr of Allah to inculcate in our hearts good thoughts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hassilu dhanna billah. Always think good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish us. Allah looks for 1,000 excuses to forgive us. Allah creates thousands of avenues for us to seek His forgiveness and to get closer and closer to Him. Allah never looks for 1,000 excuses to punish us. Never. A person came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali and he complained, he expressed his fear. So I do not know what will my condition be in the akhirat. I don't know what I'm going to, what's going to happen to me. And naturally we have that fear. But this person was overwhelmed with total fear, as though he was losing hope. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, see, it's not my habit to take qasam on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hurry. But I take qasam in Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so full of mercy. Allah ta'ala is so full of mercy that when a mu'min turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he sincerely and she sincerely repents to Allah, then Allah washes away all those sins. The shaitan will keep on playing back the reel of our past and make us feel miserable. But once we have made sincere tawbah and we don't go back to those sins, and then we try our level best to inculcate in our lives taqwa, Allah consciousness, and we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we begin to do this, then inshallah we will find ourselves in a good condition in the hereafter. Allah's mercy will envelop us. The fact that Allah ta'ala gives us the chance and opportunity to obey Him, to worship Him, to read salat, dhikr, tilawat, this is a proof of Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon us, Allah's fadl, Allah's kindness upon us. And therefore we always make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must be grateful servants, not people who will keep on complaining and complaining about various pains and sufferings and calamities and trials that come upon us. Have good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engender the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, create the strong bond with Allah. We will make mistakes, there will be temptations, there will be trials, there will be pain, there will be suffering. But these are all the hurdles of life, for this temporary life. These hurdles never exist in the hereafter. In akhirat, in jannat, we heard in Yasin, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. When Allah makes salam to the jannatis, when there is only peace, there is no toiling. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, O Khadija, Jibreel has conveyed his salam, and of course Allah has conveyed salam to you, and Jibreel has conveyed salam to you. And they have given you, Allah has given you glad tidings of a beautiful home in Jannat. The shape of a beautiful, huge, large pearl. in which there'll be no noise whatsoever, there'll be no fatigue whatsoever. لا نصب ولا صخب. There'll just be peace and tranquility, serenity, enjoyment. No depression, no zulam, no oppression. There'll be no physical or no pain or suffering. There'll just be enjoyment. But for every, to get that enjoyment of the Akhirat, there will have to be this mujahada. As mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jannat is more closer to you and I than the lace is to the shoe that we wear. In other words, we know the lace of the shoe, when we tie our shoelace, then this lace is placed on top of the shoe. It's not hanging somewhere else. In other words, it shows how close Jannat is to us. It's not something very far away to achieve and attain. But to attain the Jannat, even though it is so close, one has to make mujahada. And that mujahada entails suppressing our desires. The temptation comes very strongly. And we have every opportunity to commit that sin. Let's quickly make the sin. Okay, we'll make tawbah afterwards. That's what shaitan will tell you. But we say no. And we break our heart. We feel this pain. That you are given the chance. And the temptation is there. And shaitan is luring you. You are being enticed. Nobody else is around there. You can do that sin, but you're not doing it for the sake of Allah, because you're suppressing your desires. You're exerting a force, a taqat. You are exerting a force on your nafs. And that is called mujahada. And Rasulullah says, in a similar way, Jahannam is also so close to you. In other words, if the mujahada is done in the wrong way, one is making mujahada against our nafs. The other one is, we are striving in the wrong path. We are expending all our energies in haram, in zina, in riba, in gambling, taking drugs, alcohol, watching pornographic material, lying, cheating, indulging in fraud. So there we are also expending our energy, but all that energy is wasted, it is haram. That mujahada is not mujahada on the nafs. That mujahada is for the entertainment of the nafs. It's a big difference. May Allah Ta'ala help us to make true mujahada on our nafs. And dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. Dhikrullah brings noor in the heart. But the mashayikh have explained from Quran and Hadith. Like a person who discards his fard salat. He doesn't read his fard salat. He doesn't read his fajr, zuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. But he engages in tahajjud, chash, ishraq, awabin, and every type of nafil you can think of. He is still a very grave sinner in the eyes of Allah. And all the sawab he accumulates for the nafil is totally overpowered by the sins of not performing his fard. So if a person makes dhikr the whole day, he will get some sawab, he will get noor. But if he's going to commit sins, then all that noor is destroyed. Therefore, the main condition for dhikrullah, being the polish of the heart and having so much of benefit, all ulama say it like this, that to gain the true benefit of dhikrullah, one has to refrain from all type of sins. If one wants to get the true benefit of dhikrullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true benefit of dhikrullah. May Allah Ta'ala make us true zakireen, shakireen. May Allah help us to restrain ourselves from all types of temptation, guna. If we commit a sin, make tawbah istighfar sincerely and polish our heart with dhikr, tawbah istighfar. Having good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will make the road towards Him very easy, inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه، الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ما لي غناكم عافرما وما لي خطاكم عافرما. يا الله we are making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, يا الله. Especially the ni'mat of iman and Islam, يا الله. The ni'mat of being the ummati of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya Allah, you have given us so many bounties. Forgive us, Ya Allah, for not making shukr to you, my Allah.
Forgive us for abusing those bounties, my Allah. Do not snatch away those bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we require rain, my Allah. Beneficial rain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we require water, my Allah. There is drought, my Allah, in so many areas, my Allah. There is a ration for water, my Allah. Ya Allah, all this is because of our gunas, our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to refrain from all type of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us commit those sins, Ya Allah, because of which you will hold, Ya Allah, all the benefits and blessings from the skies upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Help us to change and rectify our lives, my Allah. Help us to reform our ways and habits, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to just sit, Ya Allah, so complacent, my Allah? Forgive us. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat and guidance, my Allah. You are Ghafur Rahim, you are so kind and loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our faults, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with barakat, my Allah. Give us happiness, my Allah. Remove the depression people are suffering from, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the oppression the Muslims are going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the Ummat, Ya Allah, your special kindness and favors, my Allah. Grant each and one, every one of us, Ya Allah, hidayat. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. In the company of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become righteous believers, my Allah. Make us become true believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have praised the believers in the Quran, my Allah. You have promised them jannat, my Allah. And the bounties of jannat, my Allah. Make us be among those people, my Allah. Do not make us amongst the mushrikeen, the kafirin, my Allah. Don't make us amongst the munafiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, the sweetness of iman, istiqamat and taqwa. Ya Allah, give us barakat, give us happiness, my Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the zulm of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people, Ya Allah, sick and ailing, my Allah, they are in hospitals, elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, Musalli, Summa Masjid also, my Allah, grant all of them complete shifa. So many sisters have, who are undergoing operations, my Allah, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them sukoon and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. So many have left this world, Ya Allah, especially in the recent days. Ya Allah, grant their family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a reminder for us that one day we will also have to leave. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman. Give us a good maut, Ya Allah, in a good condition, my Allah. Grant us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, so lucky and fortunate are those who pass away in Jannatul Baqi, in Madina and Baril in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Grant us maut, Ya Allah, in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hodi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make all of us enter into Jannat without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students. Ya Allah, especially all those brothers and sisters who are listening to this program, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have come here, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of them from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Make our children become the coolness of wa'iz. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are gone for hajj, and those who will still go for hajj, my Allah, grant them a hajj mabroor, maqbool, my Allah. Make the hajj become easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be no mishaps in this hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be any accidents or any problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them return, Ya Allah, like newborn babies, my Allah. Ya Allah, with a clean slate, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. If you wish to accept us also to go for hajj, my Allah, Ya Allah, grant it to us, Ya Allah, especially those upon whom hajj is fard, and they have not made hajjs yet, my Allah. Give them the hidayat and tawfiq. Open your doors, my Allah. Open your doors for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, our miseries, our calamities. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties we are facing through, my Allah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما. اوذو ریکویسٹ دعا از ما اللہ ایکسپٹ دے جائز مراد اوسو ما اللہ. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.